Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 as we're joined now by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you took 10 wrestlers to the regional tournament there in Hillsboro on Friday, and 8 of those 10 are moving on now to the sub-state tournament in Minneapolis coming up this Saturday. You did have a regional champion of Brenna Walker, and then second place finishes for Tate Cadle, Hunter Prohaska, and Braden Burks, and a host of third place finishes as well. Just a good tournament for you as you move 8 on. What were your thoughts on Friday at Hillsboro?
Well, I'm very pleased. We really had a good tournament for our kids. I thought our kids wrestled certainly up to their potential, and we lost some big matches in the medal round, but against good quality competition. So, no, I'm very pleased with taking the 8 kids from Beloit, and then we also 2 kids from Mankato Rock Hills, Co Nielsen and Connor Cosand, also qualified for their home school. So, a great day. We ended up 3rd in the region as a team. Republic County won the region. Minneapolis was 2nd, and we were 3rd out of 20 teams involved. But I thought a great showing for our kids, and moving 8 kids from Beloit and 2 from Mankato Rock Hills is what we needed. And now the competition really stiffens up when we get to the sub-state.
Do you think it helps you go to a tournament like that where there's, you know, teams that you don't see all the time, maybe helps get the kids a little bit out of their mind and just focus on wrestling?
I do, and especially that other district that was in our region from South Central Kansas, typically not a real tough area of wrestling, and our kids, you know, they came in there with great confidence. And we told them all week, don't be looking at other kids' records from this area, because it's not showing what the true quality of kids that they are. And mm-hmm. And our kids, you know, our kids beat some kids with outstanding records, and our kids stepped on the mat with great confidence, I thought, and really put together a nice tournament.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll come back. We'll go over the prognosis for Substate coming up on Saturday here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, and Rock Hills wrestlers as well. Coach, as you said, you have 8 from Beloit, 2 from Rock Hills competing here in the tournament this weekend, Substate at Minneapolis, a very familiar place that you'll go to. When you kind of analyze and look at what the brackets look like, what are your thoughts on the prognosis of the kids this weekend?
Well, the brackets are going to be extremely tough. Our Substate is basically the whole western half of Kansas. Mm-hmm. And it brings in all the Western teams, and of course Hoxie is extremely tough, and as are a lot of the Western Kansas teams, and all of them coming into this sub-state also. So you throw, I mean, each bracket, and of course we're in an 8-man bracket, so every match is going to be extremely tough, and getting through the brackets is going to be extremely tough, and our kids have known this ever since this came out in early and mid December. When this came out, you know, we talked about it with our team and said when we get to the sub-state level, it's really going to be tough, and especially in some of our best kids, Tate Cadle at 160, and Hunter Prohaska at 170, Brennan Walker at 182, Braden Burks at 195, and Cameron Conkle at 220. All five of those kids are going to have to battle like crazy to come out top four and advance to the state tournament. And, essentially, this is the first rounds of the state tournament. Mm-hmm. Because in a normal year, we would be down to 16 after the region, we'd be down to 16 kids going to the state tournament. But now we're down to 16 right here at the sub-state level. So everything's going to be tough, and our kids know that, and we are preparing for it, and our kids they understand. They understand the level that they're at and what they've got to do when they step on the mat on Saturday.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Bullet Trojan and Rock Hills Wrestlers, coming up this weekend at the sub-state tournament. Coach, we thank you for the time, and hopefully we have a lot of kids to talk about making it to state next week.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high-def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Our Osborne Bulldog locker room chats are brought to you in part by NCKSSports.com and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Nate Brown with us now, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, unfortunately, things didn't go as well as you had hoped there at the regional tournament in Hillsboro. Chris Heiss finished in fifth place for you, just one spot off of making it to the sub-state round of the region, or the tournament overall as a whole, to try to get to state. So just looking back at Hillsboro, what were some of the things you saw? I mean, obviously it was a very tight match and a tough loss for Chris, and the one that decided whether he'd make it to sub-state or not.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of played out like we thought. I mean, we'd be against that Rodriguez kid if we won the first round, and so we won the first round, and Rodriguez is as good as he is. It's going to take somebody special to beat him. So, and we obviously lost to him. And then so we had to go against a Merck kid from Bennington, Minneapolis. And we beat him a couple times earlier this year. But it was one of those what I knew he's a good kid. And they work hard. And we came up short. And basically kind of came down to a shot towards the end. And we didn't take that shot. And that hurts a little bit. But it is what it is. And we knew it'd be a tough road to get there. And it just wasn't meant to be.
When you look at him coming back, though, in that fifth place match, what did you see from him there to finish out the season with a win?
Yeah, and that's the thing, I guess. I said, you can go out with a win here. And a kid, again, another Beavers kid from Republic County, which we'd wrestled him a couple times as well, kind of like the Merck kid. Mm-hmm. And so, and Chris, it was a little tight match there, too. And end up at the end, kind of pinned him there towards the end of the third period. So we got that win, and it was a good way to finish the year. And so that was, that was a plus. Chris finished 28-14 on the year, which as a sophomore at 170 pounds, that's really, it's pretty respectable. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's just that one match. If we want to hang everything on one match, I guess that's kind of what we did, and it just turned out bad.
We're talking with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we'll wrap up the season as a whole here on Katy Country 94 on the Locker Room Chats.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. And coach, as we take a look back at this season, as you wrap up, just as a whole, how do you feel about the season for the group? I know you had short numbers pretty much all year, but I'm guessing they worked pretty hard for you.
Yeah, the kids worked hard, and like you say, Whittler. Go back to Chris. Chris finished 28-14, as I mentioned, so he's really on his way you know, if he can keep that going, he's going to have over 100 wins in his career, you know, barring injury or, you know, anything else going on. He should finish well, you know, in the next 2 years he's got left. And that is one thing we kind of talked about, too, is, you know, we're down to 2 years, so we've got to put a little extra work and get some things done. But, again, his losses were, you know, quality kids. When you're talking Rodriguez and get from Beloit and Albert Ellis. I mean, it's going to be tough for his weight class. He goes on there. And then Justin Whittler finished 14-14, you know, 500, which is a lot better than he did last year as a freshman and come a long way, I thought. So, and then Lance, of course, just came up short with his injuries and things this year. So I think he'd have done just as well, you know, done a little better and won a few more matches here at the end. But he, again, he's in those tough weight classes. Seems like all my kids match up with those tougher weight classes, but you got to be tough, and that's part of the deal. So biggest thing, I guess, Dusty, finish this out, but, you know, just to thank all the sponsors that do this and our school administration they let us do that because, like I say, we're short on numbers, but they allow it. And, you know, I think it's good for these kids. You know, step on the mat, they're one-on-one. There's not a lot of other, you know, it takes a unique kid to do that. And I say that every year. And so I appreciate those kids coming out and appreciate their parents letting them come out. And thank Coach Noel for helping me. So it's just, to me, it's a great sport. And I appreciate you guys covering it and everything you do there. And say it's kind of sad we don't get to it next week. There's going to be some really good wrestling going on. You know, if anybody gets to watch it on the YouTube or however they decide to run that, there's going to be some great matches.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time all season long, and we'll chat with you down the road, all right?
Yep, I thank you too, Dusty. Again, thanks for the radio station for giving us the coverage. It's kind of a lot of sports. we're kind of one of those sports, I guess, we don't get a lot of love. Sometimes it feels like maybe, but you guys do a lot of that for us, and we appreciate the time on the air. So thank you.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Kitty Country 94, Brock Hutchison with us, the coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you have 7 boys and 1 girl that advanced on to the sub-state weekend here in the wrestling postseason. Let's go back first to the Friday regional tournament, which was in Hillsboro. You had 7 of the 9 that had qualified for the regional that had moved on to sub-state. And Bentley Montgomery and Jake Kirkhoff both finished in 2nd place for you. 3rd place finishes for Alex Wilkinson there. And 4 fourth place finishes as well. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the regional tournament there and how the kids performed in Hillsboro?
I think we got on the mat. We competed. We qualified 7 out of the 9, like you said. I'm pretty sure we would have qualified our 220-pounder, but he was actually on the surgery bed Wednesday, so Jake Sass wasn't able to compete. He broke his foot there in that match against Beeson in the week before, and he decided that he better have it pinned, and so he could go on with the rest of the sports throughout the, you know, the fall or this year and the following year. So we missed having him there, but our kids did get on the mat. We competed well, and anytime you can get 7 state qualifiers, what I call them right now, that's a pretty good showing. So I'm proud of our guys. We got four guys there to place for, so they draw number 1 right away, but you know, anything can happen. We've seen those kids before, and never know what's going to happen. We'll just get on the mat. We'll compete. We'll go.
Sierra Lanning for you then on Saturday finished in 2nd place at Waukini in the District 2 regional there on the girls' side. Went 1-1 on the day. How do you feel about the way she wrestled there Saturday?
Yeah, she wrestled really well. She first match, she pin a girl pretty quickly, and then made it to the finals and ended up getting second. And she wrestled a girl that she had wrestled really early in the year, and that girl kind of just controlled her the whole time. And so she made the match a little closer this time. I don't know if the score was closer, but she made the match closer, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So, I mean, she continues to get better and better and better, and hopefully she does all right on Friday.
And we're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up at Minneapolis for the boys on Saturday here on the Locker Room Chats.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube with live virtual Ask the Landmark expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's planter clinic videos February 23rd and stay tuned to Landmark Implement's social channels for more information.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock Hutchinson, coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you, again, as we said, move seven of your boys on to the sub-state tournament, which is in Minneapolis on Saturday. And just kind of looking at the brackets, obviously, we talked about it early on that everybody from the West would all converge and come back together here this final tournament, which is called sub-state. But like you said, normally the top 16 in the state would be at a state tournament. So what are your thoughts on this weekend and maybe some of the brackets and what they look like as far as competition is concerned in this sub-state?
Well, I do truly believe that if a kid made it to this point, that he should be or she should be considered as a state qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be 16 people there at the state tournament. Now it's down to 8 for a sub-state, which would generally be our regional tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Coach Nemechek's already said something along those lines.
Yep.
and probably Coach Brown as well. But, you know, as far as this tournament, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I looking through brackets, we don't even have kids in really either, and holy moly. And we're going to leave a lot of good wrestlers at home. I'll just take, I mean, we do have a kid at 182, but I promise you, if you wrestle that bracket 10 times, it'll be totally different every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids are so good in there. 182 is so deep. And, I mean, it's, I don't even know what you call it. It's going to be a bloodbath, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, and then you look at the rest of the bracketing and how it works out, and man, it's just tough. You know, Bentley Montgomery's going to have to wrestle. He's going to have to beat two good kids to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's going to be, but he's going to have to probably do that. And you just go down and look at the list of people that are in this sub-state. It's kind of ridiculous. I think the state needs to figure something out. And obviously, you know, this COVID stuff moves on and we get to have a regional, this would be like putting every single really, really good team in the West and even Northwest together again, which they've done before, but and it's really, really tough. So I don't know. We're just going to have to go. We're going to have to compete. Weather hasn't been real good around here, and we were fortunate enough that we did get to practice yesterday, but we didn't accomplish a whole heck of a lot. But we'll go again today and see what happens, I guess.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck in this tournament coming up this weekend.
I appreciate it, Dusty. Thank you, guys.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube with live virtual Ask the Landmark expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's Planter Clinic videos February 23rd, and stay tuned to Landmark Implement's social channels for more information. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.